computers and their associated uses are one area in which many parents are feeling left behind. Not only do their children often know more about how to use the computers than they do, but they feel they lack the knowledge to do something about it. And this is probably why computer magazines do so well in Australia, as the novices and the acolytes both try to keep ahead of the game. Among the latest computer magazines, however, are CD-ROMs themselves. CD-ROM Active is one of those available at your local newsagent. Keith Needham, how practical is it to publish software compilations and put them through the newsagents?
Well, Ray, I think it's very practical. The majority of programs that are available on CD-ROM today in Australia are available through specialist computer stores. And what we're trying to do is make a vast range of shareware and freeware available to the general population to allow them access to some very good programs that are worldwide programs without actually having to get join onto the internet or subscribe to computer programming, you know, associations and whatever.
Are these software programs that are specifically targeted to various areas, or are they of a more general basis?
Well, Ray, we have a number of different series. The first and basic series is a very general series, which has financial bookkeeping programs, hard disk utilities, right through to fonts and printer utilities and video, slight video clips, games, sounds, things like that. This series is comes out every 2 months, by the way, so it's an ongoing thing, though not they never actually go out of date, so that each one is an entity in itself. We then have another series which is just games, which is a series that we've had the first one out in the last couple of months, and it has 2,000 games on it, which is quite mind-blowing. I've been told by aficionados of games, mainly my son, that there is a fantastic array of games on it. There's another series which is called CD-ROM Magic, which as yet hasn't hit the newsagents, but each one of those individually aims at a particular subject. So you may have one which is just aimed at the communications, getting onto the internet programs, internet utilities and things like that. Another one may be just cooking and just recipes. Probably other ones, you name the subject, they'll come out in future.
Mm. Is there an increasing usage of CD-ROMs and CD-ROM drives in PCs in Australia?
Very much so. I've just been looking at some research that in 1994... the penetration in Australia was 5.96. In 1996, it's 20.08%. The penetration is increasing at 100% per year, probably slightly better than that. The majority of the sales are to the home. Schools have taken it on quite well as well, and businesses are becoming more and more accepting of the CD-ROM technology.
Mm. At the moment, though, it seems to be mainly a home and education use in Australia. Is this going to continue?
I think it will. Currently, games take up about 71% of the market, and the other, the remaining part of the market is broken up between edutainment, reference, and productivity CD-ROMs, but a lot of the programs that are coming out now for the professional side of things, especially in the graphics, they're coming out on CD-ROMs because they have just such a vast amount of storage space for a very small area, and it's not particularly in itself a complex item, a CD-ROM disc.
So what about the costs? Obviously, if new programs and new things are coming out all the time, it's the cost of keeping up with this technology and keeping up with the latest software is going to be expensive, though.
Yes, it is, but I think it's coming down all the time. If, as you can see over the last, or as most people would see, the, over the last couple of years, the cost of computers and the hardware has come down considerably. If not so much has come down, the actual technology has increased so much, and the storage capacities and the memory of computers has risen, and but the prices have stayed basically the same. I think the same will happen with CD-ROM